The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door, and it's time.
Oh, yes, yes, it is time to open. You are listening to Waking Up in America. We're a radio magazine with dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America. And we're brought to you by Bragg, BRAGG.com, Happily 200, The Koning Company, DrVal.com, and Doctor is all spelled out, and 42action.org, and it's a number 42. Bob Stracosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that is changing the world. We love that. Thank you, Bob. And we do. We have global citizens all over the world. I get a report on it every couple of weeks, and it's fun to see who's listening where. We even have one listener in the Ukraine, so I love this. I love being part of global radio. If you happen to hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing as we call in from our homes and offices around the world to cause this program, hey, what can I tell you? We're up to it. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in Aramaic, in the Lord's Prayer, pray actually means to go out into the world and get that which is yours. It doesn't mean throw yourself to the ground and beg God to give it to you. And the guests we have here on Waking Up in America are people that have gone out into the world, they've seen something, and they're doing something that makes a difference about how humanity views certain things. We've been talking with our guests before the radio today and talking about microwaves being dangerous things, and how we don't have them in our homes. There's just all kinds of things that when you're aware, you have a better quality of life. And that's what Waking Up in America is about. It's about improving the quality of your life, whether it be legally or physically or prospectively, however that works. We've got Gail Ellen with us this morning. We've got Julie Marie Christensen, a vegan chef that's going to be telling us about different ways of handling our lives and preparing things for our animals and creating a happy, healthy, detoxed, slim, vibrant, alive, and just dancing planet. That's what we're up to. And today we ask for respect for our animal friends as well as for each other and our communities. We are a nation structured in Christian values, and the Ten Commandments work. And it gets easier to have the Ten Commandments work if you aren't 50 pounds overweight, feeling cranky, and leaning on your microwave to drag out a cup of hot coffee. There's just an alternative life that we're going to offer you, and you don't have to transform in one day. Maybe just take away one thing from what you hear on the program. Randy Shannon, I don't know what she's been up to this week. You got to send a tracker after that one because she's always doing so much stuff. So, me personally, I have to mention that I just got myself, I took my Olympic torch and I went out to Galpin Motors and I started talking about creating possibility in the world, and Happily 200, which you can find on the website at Happily Waking Up in America /200/, and talking about that and talking to the men and women at Galpin. And this is the largest Ford agency in the world, and I made a commitment to actually go out there and enroll them in what we're doing with Happily 200 and the transformation of the planet, okay, of creating lives for people that are quality, happy, long lives. So I was working on that, and I have an Olympic torch because I was a 1984 Olympic torchbearer, and we were out at Galpin, and I'm going out again on Monday, and they are actually going to be assembling people, and we will be gathering for photographs with the Olympic torch. And the important thing about the Olympic torch is that the motto of the Olympic torch is Citius Altius Fortius. So if you want to join into that 2,000-year-old Olympic tradition, you can do that. You can write to us. You can write to val@wakinginupinamerica.com. You can call. The telephone number is on the website. Because what we're doing is we're gathering people to create a legacy to build a healthy planet. And one of the greatest things to make me feel healthy is brand-new cars with leather interiors and sunroofs. And I have an absolutely gorgeous car that doesn't even have all of the stickers off it yet down in the driveway because of Galpin's generosity. And what can I say? We're creating great things for ourselves and for others, and you're invited. Now, we're staying on air at this time in Albuquerque for this week or till the end of the month, but starting on the Labor Day weekend, we'll actually be moving to an hour later. So get ready for that. We're giving you a month to let your friends know that we'll be on air an hour later. And right now, I just wanted to give Randy, I've been saying what I've been up to all week. Randy, what's your week been like, and what are you doing?
Ooh, what haven't I been doing? This week, went to various places right on the water. Sorry, I got a little background noise here. And did some business dealings, taking 42 Action in a whole other direction where we're getting more into the health side of things. It's about making changes in the world, right? Making it a better place to live.
Yes.
So I've been working on several projects in that arena. So it's been very fun, very exciting.
So, Miss Triathlete, have you been doing any triathleting this month?
I'm preparing for the next 10K. Not a marathon this time. Did that, been there, done that, not doing that one again. I don't think. When I see it, I get excited. But I think this body can handle 10Ks and maybe half marathons.
Well,
I'm pretty much done with the full.
Maybe by the time our guest gets finished talking, you'll get re-inspired. And we're really lucky. We have Gail Ellen, who I actually met. Next year we'll be celebrating our 30th year in radio. And Gail Ellen was actually a listener in Redondo Beach, California. And that was 1987. So, Gail, what have you been up to this week? And who did you bring over as a guest to help us create our lives?
Well, you know, as always, I'm really interested and up to optimum health. And when you're talking about the Olympic torch, we're very excited because the Olympics start next week in Rio. So we're very excited about that, how the Olympic Games really bring everyone together. And on the topic of optimum health, we've got Julie Marie Christensen, who is creative director. She's a vegan chef. She's a recipe developer. And she has something that she proclaims the protective diet. And we're going to talk about what that is and how that helps us for a real healthy life.
Gail, just as a quickie before you go to Julie Marie, I'm actually taking the Olympic torch to the Landmark Partnership course next weekend.
So oh, perfect.
All of the incredible people that are in the partnership course at Landmark are actually going to have an opportunity to have what I do with people when I take the torch around. Julie Marie, I've actually been carrying, I carried the Olympic torch in 1984, and I thought it would be over.
Wow.
When it was over, and it's not. Over close to 3,000 people have already held that torch, and I invite them to be part of the Olympic lineage, which is, as I mentioned earlier, swifter, higher, stronger. So what I do is I take the torch now to large groups of people, and at one point we even closed down the Mark Taper Forum, and the torch was circulated inside of there. That's the Los Angeles Theater. So you're part of, we're honored to have you because you're part of the flame.
Oh, thank you.
So are you going to be, I don't know whether to go for how you handle diabetes or arthritis with your food diet, or how you create dog food. Gail, do you want to guide this?
Yeah, I think let's get really started with Julie Marie telling us what the protective diet is and how that contributes to Optimum Health.
Fantastic. Good morning. Well, a protective diet is an oil-free, sugar-free, additive-free, whole food, plant-based diet and lifestyle is what we teach and guide. It promotes protection for human health, all the animals, and our environment. And I've put it together in a program that I do an online broadcast weekly, and we've developed a global community online of people that are following through and practicing. It's not just mommy's diet, it's a diet for the entire family. So we're putting together programming and recipes, especially recipes that hit close to home, that are comfort food favorites, that will appeal to children as well as, you know, spouses or husbands or vice versa. We have a lot of dads that are starting this, implementing this in the family.
Now, that protective diet education, our listeners could go there while you're talking and they could see part of what you're talking about.
The best place to find the information would be protectivediet.com. And protective diet education is the programming that we do if you want more guidance in a group coaching format. So protectivediet.com, you can find 123 free recipes. You can find hundreds of free videos. I've been at this many years spreading the word due to my own transition to Optimal Health.
Why don't you give our listeners a little bit of background of who you were when you came across this work and what you were actually going through at the time? Because it sounds like you went through some major issues.
Yeah, I was struggling. I was definitely suffering in my 20s with obesity, food obsession, eating disorders caused by not being able to figure out how to get this weight off of me. And the weight, the food was impacting so many different developments in my health, negative developments, from health problems such as heart disease, migraines, sleep apnea. I was like waking myself up choking at night when I was sleeping because of the weight just weighing down on my throat and my chest.
How old were you?
Migraines. I was in my 20s.
Wow.
And this is not uncommon. I'm seeing this more and more. We're seeing chronic obesity it's rolling over into children at very young ages where they're never able to be athletic, even in their single digits. And 7 years old, we're seeing obesity hitting, and it's coming from eating habits. It's all traces back to what the parents are preparing or serving their
children. Could you be more specific? Because I want people to really gout what they're doing to themselves and their children. When you say eating habits, could you say what some of the most dangerous eating habits are for good health?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm teaching people to start from scratch. Most people aren't cooking in their home kitchen. They don't have rice in their pantry. They don't have fresh potatoes that they buy on a weekly basis. There isn't food preparation happening. So they're eating microwaved frozen meals or takeout on a daily basis. And this is something that I didn't even grow up with. I had a stay-at-home mom. I was fortunate to have that, and I'm older, so that's part of it, the generational change. But I still developed into this because in my 20s, I was off and on my own, and I was in a fast-paced lifestyle. I was focused on my career and working, not on what I was making for dinner. So I'm teaching people to get back into the kitchen and get back to the basics and how to set up a kitchen and how to start cooking the first meal. But I'm focusing on whole plant-based foods that are reversing disease, like I experienced myself when I eliminated all the animal products and the oils that promote inflammation in the body. My chronic pain, my fatigue, my acne, my eczema, my allergies, my gallstones.
What was that thing you said before you said after chronic fatigue, then you said another word? What was that?
Acne.
No, it was eczema or something like that, it sounded like.
Eczema. It's an inflammatory skin condition that when the diet is changed, within 30 days it's gone, and this is something that people are searching for the next topical solution, when what the problem is internal. It's what they're putting into their body, promoting this inflammatory response. All of these diseases that people are struggling with that I listed off that I was challenged with in my 20s are caused because of poor food choices. But no one knows what a good food choice is until they learn from someone that experienced it themselves and went through these transitions. And during my 20s, I was feeling like, oh, woe is me. I'm going through all this. But now I look back on it, and I'm like, I'm so glad I had all these ailments, because when a new student comes to me and they want to learn, I say, oh, yeah, this was one of the things I struggled with, and it took this much time. And teaching and building a community like this, a global community like we've created with Protective Diet, there is someone to support every single person's transition, whether it be from, you know, depression like I struggled with, or psoriasis. I've watched that
Let's just stop. You're dropping all of these little gems out, okay?
Okay.
Let's land on one of them for a moment, right?
Okay.
Psoriasis, I thought psoriasis was a nervous disorder. How was
psoriasis
it generated by food, for instance?
It's a skin condition.
Okay.
So the worst cases I've seen have been eliminated in a 30-day period on a full-time protective diet. And usually it's around the elbows, the arms. It can be everywhere on the face.
Right.
But it gets to the point where the skin cracks so bad it bleeds, and you're walking around with bandages or tissues. It's embarrassing. You have to cover up because you're bleeding all the time. And it's painful. Well,
what are they eliminating from their diet?
Acidic foods, inflammatory foods, animal products, especially the oils in the diet. Those scientists shown us, I took a course with Cornell University. They have an online program with plant-based nutrition, and their suggestion is to remove all the oils out of the diet and all the processed foods. And when this is done, we see the reversal of these inflammatory diseases. Type 2 diabetes doesn't stand a chance on a protective diet.
Really?
We see that, oh my gosh, we see the blood sugars within 30 days, medication has to be adjusted because the insulin reception has improved so greatly in a 30-day period. It's mind-boggling that this isn't suggested, but doctors don't know where to direct people to get the guidance they need day to day at home. And that's where I saw this need. For years I worked in hotels and spas and salons, and I was working directly with people, interacting with them, hearing their health struggles while I struggled myself. And
so just let me interrupt you for a moment, okay? So let's say that you had psoriasis, you had arthritis, and maybe diabetes. Could you have all three of those things at the same time?
Of course.
Okay, so let's say you have all of those things at the same time, and I'm going to guess there's a lot of this in the American culture.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, so this person takes on a 30-day program, and you're cutting out oils and stuff. Does each one of these things have a different treatment, or does the protective diet just affect all of them? I mean, could they actually go through a literal transmutation of energy in 30 days and have all of those things addressed? Because if somebody had all of those things, Julie Marie, I would think they would be majorly depressed.
Yes, and that is the majority of people that they're struggling. You don't get one problem. You're not just obese. There's a lot of things going on due to food-related illness. But the greatest thing about when we're eating a diet for optimal health, which is what a protective diet is, it's designed to promote optimal health, to reverse disease, and to keep you in this state of high energy and function. We don't have to say, well, will this help me? This is a question I get on a daily basis. Well, I have fibromyalgia, and the doctors don't know what to do. That's a diagnosis that's getting more and more common. It's an inflammatory disease that they really don't know the cause of, but I can tell you what it is because I know how to eliminate it. Food. It all goes back to the
food. Okay, but let's be specific. Let's take some
oils.
Is it all go back, keep going back to oils?
It all goes back to eating. If we can make our diet totally a whole foods, plant-based diet, so oils are extracted. They're not a whole food anymore. So if
no
we look at
oil?
Olive, no what? Coconut oil. I want everyone to go home and look at their coconut oil bottle and tell me what's in it and confirm what I'm going to tell you. It's 100% fat. And there is no vitamins. There is no special magical ingredients in this product that are making us well. They're bringing us down. If you're struggling with obesity or that last 10 pounds that you wanted to get off by summer, put down that coconut oil.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh,
I buy
yes.
coconut oil at Costco and I get the double-sized versions of it.
No, no, no. Put it on your body. I'll teach you. I do body product classes where we eliminate all the toxins that we're slathering on our skin through all these cosmetics. Use that as your moisturizer. Mix it up with some sugar or salt and make it into a body scrub. I'll show you how to use it up.
All right.
Do not put that in your mouth.
Oh, you
that
have just actually changed
fat.
My life as of this morning, okay? Because I'm a big coconut oil hound.
And if you're suffering with inflammation like arthritis, you want to get those inflammatory foods out of your diet. Oil is inflammatory.
What
it
other foods?
Cause,
meats are inflammatory. What else would be inflammatory?
All animal products, your trans fats, all your processed foods. So we get
okay,
back
what is
to,
a trans
I want
fat
you
to somebody who's just listening and doesn't really know about what all this stuff is.
It's a processed oil, a processed fat that they make so that it solidifies like coconut oil. So anything that's not coming from nature, we're clearing it out of the kitchen and we're putting back the foods that people love. So people love potatoes. And for the past decade, they've been fearing the potato. It's not
the potato.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get you eating potatoes. Because potatoes saved my life. If you go to the website and you click on my journey, on Julie Marie's journey, and you look at those pictures, I wasn't eating potatoes in my before pictures. And you better believe there's a potato on my plate every day.
Oh, right.
But it's not a
boring. Yes, I love potatoes.
We all love potatoes. And what happened? Everyone took the potatoes, they took the rice, they took the pasta out of our diet. I eat pasta on a daily basis. I love it. These
but they
the
said we can't make potatoes with meat, but you're total vegan anyway, right? So no meat
right.
at all?
Okay. There's no confusing combining of foods with what I'm teaching. We clear out all the bad inflammatory foods, the foods that are making us sick and fat, and we put in all the foods that are promoting our endothelium. Now, a protective diet, as far as the health aspect of it, it's focused on promoting the endothelium. We eat foods
that
whip.
Okay.
Well, first of all,
I know.
We
New
need
word.
To do a break, but you're going to have to write down endothelium before we come
okay.
So that when we come back from the break, you can let us know what that word is. You are
all
listening
right.
to Waking Up in America. We're on air. We're getting our concepts of food blown right out of the water. And what can I say? I'm reeling from it. I don't know about Randy. She's probably propped up against the back. Gail is just chuckling because she put the whole darn thing together. So we want to say thank you to Care2, and that's CARE2.com, because they're over there helping save oceans and big cats and seals and all kinds of stuff. It doesn't cost you anything. And if you go over there and do that every day, you're contributing to the transformation of the planet in a powerful way that costs you nothing other than a few seconds of your time. We also want to thank Patricia Bragg for being a major sponsor of Waking Up in America, and her father, Paul Bragg, for bringing her here. And she's got all kinds of apple cider-based products and drinks and things for your food that are part of the used by vegans absolutely everywhere. And her drinks are the drinks of Waking Up in America. So you can also ask me for walk-on water card, because in her family, her family has owned a portrait of Jesus walking on water, and it's been passed down 7 generations. And Patricia Bragg just expects everybody to actually end up walking on water if they want to. And by the end of this program, in a way, we'll be walking on water with the change in our food concept. She just blew coconut oil right out of my field, okay? And I've been.
Are you cleaning up the kitchen right now, Val?
Yeah, there you go. And then she put potatoes back on my plate. I can't believe it. And then we were talking about microwaves before the show. I haven't had any around in years, and we can have a show just on why not have a microwave around. But so we're having a breakthrough show today, and we're so pleased that you're listening. Remember, if you want to tweet us during the show, you can tweet Randy at Randy Shannon. That's RandiShannon. And then I'd appreciate it if you would follow me on Twitter at ValKirkgaard1, and that's Kirkgaard with two A's. And I want you to mark on your calendar that Labor Day weekend, we actually start on our newer time, which is an hour later here in Albuquerque. And I'm not going to tell you all of the – I'm going to name all of the products that we've collected over the years and that we like a lot. And those products are actually listed on our website at wakingupinamerica.com. And if you want to see our Happily 200 project, which is growing by leaps and bounds, go to wakingupinamerica.com/200/, and you'll see our paradigm-breaking conversation on aging, the possibility of living to be 200 years old, and what happens when you take on that possibility, you actually get a quality of life. So people that are working with sponsoring us and contributing to our future are Kayani, which means strong medicine, Sir Jason Winter Tea, which builds the immune system, Protandin, which is a blood purifier and always makes Randy very happy.
That's right. Happy dream.
It purifies your blood and fights inflammation. Sinus problems at theconeycompany.com, or if you think you're losing your hearing, it's probably your eustachian tubes backing up. These are all ways for you to have quality in your life. RandyShannon's42action.org. Aqua Chi and Telomeres, okay? There's little videos there. There's all kinds of conversations. You don't have to die miserable, okay? You can actually have a quality life, and then when your life is done, you're done, and you go on to the next thing, and you don't have to suffer anymore. And she's, our wonderful guest, is telling us today ways of not suffering just by simply changing your diet. And if you take a look at her protectivedieteducation.com, you're going to be really impressed.
Protectivedietdiet.com?
Yeah.
You can drop the education part of it. That's just one of our programs on the website, protectivedietdiet.com.
Well, I went to that. I was having a ball on your website going, oh my gosh.
Thank you.
So I just
Great thing about the website at theprotectivedietdiet.com, it's nutritional intervention for optimum health. Now, who doesn't want that?
Yeah, really.
I don't know.
Who does not want
that?
Yeah,
and you were talking about
improving. I'm almost done, but I got to take care of these other folks, you guys. So you need to pick up some El Pinto salsa at your Ralph's stores. And this is a global salsa, and it comes from El Pinto Restaurant in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the Thomas twins, who are running a destination restaurant there. And we also want to thank Marketing with the Stars. Now, back to Waking Up in America with Randy Shannon, Dr. Val Kirkgaard, Gail Ellen, and the amazing Julie Marie Christensen, who is about to give you another I don't know if I can take any more concept breakthroughs because I'm so attached to my coconut oil, but I'm trying to let it go right now, okay?
All right. Well, I'm going to help you with that. But you mentioned about improving quality of life. That's something I want to mention. We have a large student base that are in their senior years, and it makes a tremendous difference when they change their diet in those years. It is never too late to achieve your ideal body weight. There is no hold up because you're 80 years old versus 25 years old. The body works the same way when we're feeding it ideal nutrition. So I just wanted to mention
that. So why do you see so many overweight elders?
Because they're eating the wrong foods.
And it's that simple?
Yeah, it's that simple. My mother, who supposedly, it was hereditary that I had heart disease because my mom had a blockage and she struggled with elevated cholesterol and obesity and arthritis. And she went up, finally, after I did it for 7 years, finally listened to me after a scare, and I lost my best friend at 40 years old. She died of a heart attack in the middle of the night.
At 40?
And at 40, this is becoming more common. A lot of people are shocked when they hear the story of what lit my fire. I was teaching, I had a website that was focused on this practice, but it wasn't as direct. I wasn't as serious. I was kind of dancing around the health issue and focusing more on the animals and veganism and our environment. And then I lost my best friend right under my watch. I was trying to encourage her to make changes. So I got serious and I told my mom, I lost my best friend. My father passed away a few years before that, and now I'm going to lose you because you won't take the meat off of your plate and the oils out of your diet and replace them with potatoes and pasta.
Wow.
What's going on here? So she finally committed to it with a lot of questions and resistance, and now she is a leader in her community. Mm-hmm. She's in her 70s. Probably doesn't want me to tell you her age. she is young and slim. We're at the same weight. This is, and her heart disease, gone. Her cardiologist said, see you never. You don't have to come back here. And this was someone she was regularly seeing and taking medication for her heart disease. And
we're very medication-oriented as a culture, you know?
Yeah. And we're also full of reasons and excuses why. So it was hereditary. We have to take the cholesterol medicine. My mom has the disease. I'm going on it. No, I stopped the thing that ran in our family, and that was the foods we chose to eat. I ate just like my mother. So, of course, I was progressing with the same diseases she had, following in earlier years than she did. Because why? Because I started eating worse food earlier in my life than she did. So this is what we're
kale
seeing,
versus
but we're
lettuce.
Also seeing...
What'd you say again?
Yeah, I mean...
Kale Gilson. Versus lettuce, which one?
Oh. Both.
you don't like kale way more?
I like every vegetable there is, and I put them into different combinations so that they mimic familiar foods. I'm not sitting here eating kale leaves. Don't get the wrong impression here. Go to protectivediet.com and check out the food. We're eating chili cheese fries. We're not eating bowls of steamed kale. That is not what a protective diet is about. This is about something that you could serve at a dinner party and you could pack up in your kids' lunches, and the other kids in school are going to be interested in what they're eating. They look like familiar foods.
Sure. Julie Marie, let's touch on diabetes, because it's becoming an epidemic, and almost every single doctor I know is majorly concerned about diabetes, with children also. So let's kind of pinpoint that, and let's get a conversation from you regarding that.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to mention is that studies have confirmed that type 2 diabetes is due to poor insulin reception. So with type 2 diabetes, this is something that is brought on upon a person because of their dietary choices and due to high fat foods. We've always pointed at sugars and carbs, when what the real problem is insulin reception is being clogged due to fat consumption. So if we eliminate the fats out of the diet and we put them on a whole food plant-based diet, their insulin receptors clear. And then the insulin that their body is naturally producing allows them to reduce the sugars in their blood on a day-to-day basis, meal-to-meal basis. So they'll eat their meal.
How long would it take for them to notice things changing?
30 days. Within that first 30 days, I want them to stay close in touch with their doctor and be tracking their blood sugars. Their morning blood sugars will regulate. They're going to come down. I've seen results where most doctors, they want to take their patients off of medication when their blood sugars are under 100. and that usually happens within the first 30 days on a full-time protective diet.
How do they track their blood sugar?
They test them. If you're diabetic, you're going to be doing this. You should be testing on a regular basis. Usually they have to test every time they eat in order to adjust medication to increase insulin or the medication they're taking to regulate their blood sugar. On a protective diet, they're testing and documenting so they can call their doctor and tell them of the changes. Because a lot of times doctors don't even understand what's going on with them, and they say, oh, well, it's your medication that's finally working. When it hasn't worked for the past 20 years,
right.
they start saying things like this. Same thing with cholesterol. Doctors will say, oh, your cholesterol medication is finally lowering your cholesterol. And then they have to explain to them, no, I changed my diet. I'm eating this protective diet now, and it's come down because of this. And if they have a document of the changes of their blood sugars with diabetics, it's a real easy appointment with their doctor to get those medications adjusted. Because same thing with blood pressure. If someone has elevated blood pressure, I want them working closely with their doctor. I'm not a doctor. I teach the application and cooking and the day-to-day, how to get your pantry stocked. I don't teach you how to adjust your medication, and I don't want someone that's on high blood pressure medicine having this massive drop in their blood pressure because they ate a protective diet for a week, and they fall down and hit their head and die. This
right.
is what could happen. This is how powerful proper nutrition is. We can make that kind of impact in a week's time. So when someone is on medication or they're struggling with diabetes, the results are typically fast. So I want them to be tracking their results. And we promote in our community a calendar of achievements, and it's basically a calendar, and we write down changes from I feel incredible to I'm feeling dizzy, to all of these things, so that they can go back to their doctor or call their doctor, have them on speed dial and say, hey, this is what's going on. Do I need to make adjustments?
Uh-huh.
And I want them to be able to explain the changes they've made, because that can be the hardest part of this transition for someone that's on a lot of medication and struggling with disease, is communicating with their physician the impact these changes have made. That's where I see the largest struggle. But that's where we have the community support with
now, do you have your own radio
done.
Show?
Or, no, but
or
I do, yes, I do a weekly broadcast every Tuesday evening, and that's part of protective diet education. We call it PD-Ed within our community. So I do an hour broadcast. We try to keep it down to an hour because I tend to overtalk, as you can tell.
How do people get on that broadcast?
They subscribe. We have a premium program on protective diet education, or on protectivediet.com, that's called Protective Diet Education. And they're part of a program where they receive at least one premium new recipe that goes along with their pantry staples that we teach them how to stock. And there is over, 375 recipes to choose from on protectivediet.com. And then they have their weekly broadcast, and that's an interactive broadcast. So they can ask live questions. We have a pre-class chat where they can get more one-on-one coaching, ask personal questions. And it's within this private community of people practicing a protective diet to achieve optimal health. So it's not an uncomfortable, weird public
right.
forum.
I have a quick
and
question
then,
for you.
Sure.
I know that a lot of people have been successful with Weight Watchers, and I've done Weight Watchers from time to time. And it seems to me that though they include meat or different things in the mm-hmm. diet, it seems to me that a lot of the things you're talking about are actually, quote, been discovered by Weight Watchers as well. Do you have any comments on Weight Watchers?
Sure. If you see my history, I tried Weight Watchers. And for me, it was all about restriction. And what I'm teaching is all about what we can eat in abundance and achieve our goals and
well,
promote health with
now,
our food.
To tell you the truth, I originally did Weight Watchers for the first time like 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think there might be a partnership available here. What I'm, can you tell I'm in a partnership course? And as I listen to
I understand what you're saying completely, and I would love to visit something like that. The challenge would be teaching not to restrict and measure portions. That's probably one of the biggest challenges I have teaching people about a protective diet, is to get them to put the potatoes on their plate and not to measure them, and to get in tune with their natural calorie tracker, which is full.
Oh, this is really interesting what you're saying, because you're talking about taking the chains off and trusting yourself when you're feeding yourself the right things. And that's really powerful, Julie Marie.
Yes, and it's very scary initially, and it was scary for me. And this is the hardest part, is to get people to trust. And that's where we have the pages and pages of hundreds of testimonials of people that did it, that followed through and are at their ideal body weight. But not only weight loss, Weight Watchers focuses so much on weight loss. We're focusing on eating foods that weight loss is a natural side effect when you're eating for optimal health.
I love it. I gotta interrupt you again, because I've got this whole list of stuff I want. I'm selfishly asking some of them secretly for myself, but I'm also asking
good.
For the listeners. Okay.
Yes.
So one of my secret for myself ones that I'm actually making not secret at this moment, does a vegan get to have a glass of wine?
Well, this is something that we talk about in the classes. We have a class on alcohol, and if you are at risk for breast cancer, studies have shown that risk is greatly increased if you include alcohol in your diet. Yet, you look at what they're saying to reduce your risk of breast cancer if it runs in your family, exercise, lose weight. But they're not talking about what we should probably take out of our diet, which would be alcohol, because studies have shown an increased risk. If you're at increased risk of any disease, we're going to eliminate all of the foods that are going to bring our body down. It's not going to promote health. Now, if drinking a glass of wine after work is going to make it or break it for you, drink the glass of wine and follow through with all the rest of the things on the program. Just like myself, I was a wine drinker. I love wine. My brother has a wine shop. So it was part of my lifestyle, was to include wine. And I most recently gave up wine out of my diet due to a cancer diagnosis that I received.
Oh, got it. So you're really into preventative.
Well, okay, when you're dealt a hand of cards that says, you know what, you could die, brain cancer. I was diagnosed with brain cancer just in the end of March, through an emergency room visit for a headache. And at that point, I said, there is no room for alcohol in my diet. What am I doing? I eat a protective diet. I live the most ideal lifestyle, clean, health-focused. I feel like I'm at optimal health, yet I have this diagnosis that diet really isn't impacting. But I see a raise in cancer rates when people include alcohol in the diet. So I'm going to take it out and see what happens. And all these other beautiful things blossomed from me taking the alcohol out of my diet. The protective diet has now all these new replacement beverages that are promoting health rather than taking away from my health.
What would be an example of that? And before you get off the air, you're going to have to talk to us about Lucky Dog Food, because there's lucky
we're
cats
going
in there.
There
too. Are there lucky cats
there.
Along with the lucky dogs? I just want to actually be specific, because when we talk in generalities, people can let it slip by.
Right.
But what you just said about brain cancer and all the different things that you're saying, people actually get the opportunity to make a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can choose.
Or the healthy
right.
thing.
Well, I mean, if anyone's out there and they've been diagnosed with brain cancer or any life-threatening or life-changing diagnosis, I should say, come follow me, because I'm being very public with my experience in trying to help other people. I have decided not to do the surgery to remove the tumor, and I am going for cancer regression is my goal.
Have you noticed anything yet?
I have no symptoms anymore, but the doctors are urging me to have the surgery and to move forward with cancer treatments such as chemotherapy and radiation. But
right.
I'm living such a high quality of life right now that I feel the surgery and the risks are much greater. So this is something that you really can't get your mind around until you're diagnosed with a life-changing diagnosis. And most people think diabetes or heart disease or obesity or arthritis is one of those diagnoses. But it's like I was able to reverse those things in my life. Why is cancer such, why can't I do it with cancer?
You can. So I'm sure of it.
So I'm visiting lifestyle. Things in my lifestyle have changed my life a lot since March, the end of March, and this diagnosis. And my husband's been a huge, huge support of that. And I've just cut down on workload. That was consuming me and taking over, and made a few little tweaks to my diet, eliminating the alcohol, and we've come up with some really great new things to add to our programming due to my experience. So,
have you seen it turn around at all?
What you mean the cancer in my brain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the size.
Well, it stayed exactly the same, but all of my symptoms are gone. It's like as if I don't have it. I also have what some of the doctors acknowledge and some are puzzled by. I have this very heavy border around my tumor that is not, there's no root hairs growing into my brain of the cancer. It's almost like it's encapsulated. And through my research, this is something that is common in cancer regression. And,
all right, Julie Marie, go, go,
I
go.
Know. Well, this is the interesting thing. When I was diagnosed with it, I already had that border, and would that be because I've been eating a protective diet for so many years? More than likely. And is it unexplainable to the physicians because they don't see people that eat a diet the way I'm eating?
No.
They just don't come. I mean, I'm not the norm. I want to be the norm. I'm trying to spread the word so that we have more people in my position when they're diagnosed with a brain tumor. They're saying, well, I'm doing everything possible. The one thing I said after my diagnosis, that when I got home from the hospital, I had to have a brain biopsy and surgery, and I was recovering from that. And I said to my husband, Jerry, I'm so glad that my salad looks exactly the same as it did before I was diagnosed with brain cancer, because all of my students that get cancer, They're scurrying around trying to manage doctor's appointments and oncology appointments and trying to figure out what the heck to eat.
And they should be going to the farmer's market, right? Listen,
right.
I have to interrupt you because the
dogs,
the lucky dogs and the lucky cats are scratching at my door right now.
Okay.
And they're saying, get the info from her. We want it too.
Okay.
So Val, let me just say that this was one of the high discoveries that I made when I began to watch Julie Marie's website, and she put this recipe for lucky dog food on her site, and she said that she'd gotten a new dog, a rescue, and she developed this recipe for her dog Lucky. Well, I saw the recipe and I went, my dog Bob has to have this food. So
we love our animals.
Is,
yes, we do.
We do, and it's a hit. And I wanted to talk about it.
And not only that, I think we can even say this on the air: the little doggies poop better.
Yeah,
the whole world changes for the dog.
Well,
can we just also
look at the big picture? I'm putting my dog on a protective diet. I eat a protective diet. I don't suffer from constipation anymore. This is something that most people suffer from. It's one of the most common reasons people go to the doctor, because they're constipated. I walk my dog every day with my husband, and what do I hear from my friends? My dog won't poop. I've been out here for hours walking my dog. I live in an apartment. I can't go home until he poops. Well, on a high fiber protective diet, they're perfect. We call them sweet potato poops. So, not to get too disgusting, but everyone that has put their dogs on this lucky dog food, that's their biggest joy. Like, oh, he goes to the bathroom perfectly. There's no waiting. So the reason I designed this recipe was it was one of the things that I felt was missing in my life when I was diagnosed with the cancer. I needed to slow down. I needed to get back in tune with nature, get outside more, enjoy my life. So I adopted Lucky from a local shelter here, and he came home and he had terrible diarrhea, and he would lay down on the bed and I'd hear his stomach gurgling. And I'd ask Jerry, do you think we should carry him outside? Is he going to have an accident? And then I looked at his food, and the first ingredient was oil. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't even eat this myself. Why am I giving this to my dog? Second ingredient was salt, protein powders, all these extracted ingredients. And then I started thinking, people say that dogs are carnivores, but there's no meat in this food. It was all, like, powdered, processed stuff. It would be like us eating protein shakes for our food. No wonder his stomach's going crazy. Topped with a handful of coconut oil, right? So I investigated online about dog food and what needed to be in the dog food for optimal health of the dog, and I found all of those ingredients in whole plant-based foods, just like I did with my own diet. And I thought, well, Lucky's either gonna, you know, be sickly the rest of his life eating this food, or give me a couple weeks. Let me try this out on him. It can't be bad.
So what's the recipe? Because we're running out of time.
Okay. The veterinarian suggested that I give him plain rice, and I knew I could do better. So the recipe, it's plant-based. It's made up of a whole bunch of different whole grains, like rice, quinoa, sweet potatoes, parsley, kale,
broccoli.
There's a few different options you can work with, and oats are in there, and spirulina. These ingredients that we add in there make up for the necessary ingredients on a dog's diet.
And are they on your website?
Yes, can find them at protectivediet.com. Just put Lucky Dog Food or dog food in the search box, and it'll come up, and all you have to do is create a username and password to have access to all the 123 free recipes and videos on the site, and you'll be part of our weekly newsletter if you elect to, and that's where you can find it.
Wow. I can't tell you how satisfying all of this is, even like from giving up my coconut oil is something. I've done coconut oil for a long time, and I had this belief that it was actually serving my brain.
Well, that's part of marketing. They're selling a product, so they're going to put things on their packaging. They can write anything on that package to get you to buy into it, or their magazine ad. And a lot of times people take those ads as true information, and the science, it's in conflict with what it says on the label of most products on the shelf.
I don't know when the announcer is going to step in. Mike, how much time do we have? It's time to go right now?
1 minute.
Okay, this program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media. Our radio partners, CloningCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Terry Cole Whitaker, David R., descendant of King David, 42action.org, Edward F. Group III, and DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, our producer, Ryan Treasure, and Randy Jackman, and our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, whose voice you just heard, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, to John Young at Totally Gospel. A big thanks for all our airtime and friendship that you've given us over the years. A big thanks. to our webmaster. Merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Next week, invite a friend to listen. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to somebody else. Thank you, Gail, Ellen, Randy, Shannon, Julie Marie Christensen. You rock. And remember, we're going to be going an hour later in September. Thanks for listening.
You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through. Now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.